Morning. Yesterday we began Siman Vav about Brachot, and we said how important it is to have specificity in one what is praising. And today we turn to just a very short line. And it is forbidden to do anything while one is saying a bracha. And while it might seem intuitive on one level, I think it's also unintuitive on a very deep level that maybe we shouldn't multitask. Why shouldn't I do something while I'm saying a bracha? I can be productive. And I think one of the things that has taken place since the Industrial Revolution, if not before, is an idealization of activity, not just productivity, but activity. Either I'm producing something or I'm consuming something. There has to be an exchange, a movement, progress. Something has to be happening, and a devaluation came along with that of words, of speech. We hear this in political talk all the time. Well, they're all talk, no action. It's enough. It's not enough to say something, you've got to do something too. And words have been completely thrown out as if they are vacuous, empty enunciations moving the airwaves around. But actually, giving somebody praise, using our words to be persuasive, is a productive use of time, energy. And we shouldn't do anything while we're saying a bracha. And often, again, this may be personal confession, but one gets a sense tefillah can take an hour, and Shabbos can take 2 hours, and that's eating up time in my day where I could be doing productive things. I could be reading something, learning something, helping someone, and I've got to kind of sit and talk, fill the airwaves for a couple hours. But actually, it's an incredibly productive and important use of time to shape the character as someone who is attentive to things they should be grateful for and offers praise to those who deserve it. We shouldn't do anything while we're saying a bracha.